Good morning. Today we are continuing with our topic of the Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, and we have established that the Shita of the Tur and the Ramah and the Shach and the Gra is that indeed somebody who is working can enter into a partnership with somebody who is learning, and in fact it is as if the person who is working actually does the learning. So our question, our next question, our critical question is, when we're talking about the Schar of that learning, is the concept here that the two of them, the worker and the learner, split the schar? So for example, if there is 8 hours of great quality learning or 18 hours of great quality learning per day, that they divide it between the two of them, each getting half of the schar or whatever other percentages they may have agreed upon? Or is the concept here that they each get the full schar of the learning? So if it's 16 hours, they each get as if they learned 16 hours, or is it 8 and 8? So in fact, this is discussed by a number of Mefarshim and Poskim. We'll just bring a couple examples. So we'll start out with the Sefer Haflah. The Sefer Haflah says as follows. I'm actually going to read his language because it's very instructive. He says as follows, V'yesh min ha-mashpiim. Bimida gasa, there are those that are influencers in a big way. Shesovrim shekoni min haTalmud Chacham chelek mitoraso kederek shar masumat, and there are those of the view that when we have the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun, and the construct is that the worker is actually buying a piece of the learning from the person who is learning, just like any other business deal. It's like buying something. Says the Haflaa Amnam Chalila mechashav chen chas v'shalom. You should even think that. Would a Talmid Chacham sell any part of his Olam Haba? And certainly, even 1 hour of learning Torah is more important than this entire world. Chas v'shalom, you should think that he's selling a part of his Olam Haba. Continues the Haflah as follows, of Alayinyan hu shekol echad mikabel scharam mushlam. Each of them, they don't divide up the hours, 16 hours, that each gets 8 and 8. Each one gets 8, but rather they each get the full schar of the learning. And he says that the mashal is as follows. It's like the candle, that you have a lit candle and it lights another candle. It doesn't take away anything from the initial flame. It just adds on. It's only accretive. So he says the same thing applies when you have somebody supporting somebody who's learning, Eitz Chaim Hilamachazikim Ba, that the person who is the supporter, the worker, he doesn't take away anything from the person who is learning, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu doubles the pie, that each of them get the equal amount of the full learning that was done. And he brings as follows, it's very interesting, he says there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says as follows, Shali shalcha v'shalcha shali. Mine is yours and yours is mine. If somebody has that philosophy, their attitude, your car is mine, my car is yours, or swapping of assets, everything that's yours is mine, everything that's mine is yours, that's an amaris. That's an ignoramus. And he says that indeed we would apply that explanation to those who believe that indeed you can buy a chelik of somebody's learning as follows. Shomer l'talmid chacham. This would be somebody who is working, would say to a talmid chacham, ma'ot sheli, my money shalcha, my money that's the money that's mine is yours. V'torah shalcha sheli, and the Torah that is yours, that becomes mine. Zeomidas amaris. This is an ignoramus that would think to such a thing, that indeed you can swap money for learning. In fact, that is not the case. We see here the view of the Haflah is that when we have a Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun, the person who is working does not take away any of the schar from the person who is learning, but rather the pie increases double, and they each get the schar for having done the full amount of the learning. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Igros Moshe, he cites this Havlah and says it doesn't make sense, this analogy to the candle, that you're saying just like a candle, when it lights another candle, it doubles the light, it takes away nothing from the source of the fire, there's no detraction from the original source of the fire. Lo muvan de lo shayeklal. That analogy has no relevance to us. The hahaner de limud hatorah lo haya efshar, because this lighting of the initial candle would not be impossible at all. It would have been impossible except if you have the support of the person who's supporting it. In fact, he says as follows, you need both the Yisachar and the Zvulun. You need the person who is working and you need the person who is learning in order to light that initial lamp. They're both critical for this. It's not that you simply have a lamp and you light another lamp, but because both Yisachar and Zvulun are necessary, you need Yisachar to do the learning, and you need Zvulun to do the support. Without the support, there's no learning. Without the learning, there's no support. It's irrelevant. And in fact, to light that candle, they're both critical as the part of their arrangement. Their arrangement is necessary, and then you can light the candle. Accordingly, Rav Moshe continues, because they're supposed necessary to light the first candle, we see that indeed the schar of the Limud HaTorah in lighting that first candle is split between them. And it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that indeed splits the schar between the two of them. And he says, but the concept here is don't feel bad, the person who is learning, that you're dividing up your schar, because the schar of learning is so tremendous. It's so gigantic. It's greater than any of the other mitzvahs. So even if you're left with only half of the schar, it's still such an unbelievable amount of schar that it doesn't really take away from you. But we see here, importantly, that Rav Moshe is saying this analogy that of doubling because of the candle, the fire, it doubles. It doesn't take away from the initial source of the fire. Rav Moshe Feinstein does not agree with this, and some others disagree with that as well. Indeed, it does take away from the schar of the person who is learning. So the Netziv in the Tshuvas Meishiv Davar, it could be that he's taking a middle path a little bit. And he says as follows, Moridi me'at et kavod ha'osek b'torah. What, in fact, is when there's schar and olam haba, they take away a little bit from the kavod of the schar of the person who did the learning, umagbin kavod ha'masayelo, and they increase the schar of the person who is assisting him, that is, the person who is working, who is supporting him, ad sheyeshu yachta b'yeshiva shalmala, until that they will sit together in the yeshiva shalmala, v'isangu miziv shechina, and they will have tremendous tanug, enjoyment from the shechina together. So it gets equalized together, but it doesn't mean that you're taking away half or that you're doubling it. It seems that the Netziv is taking somewhat of a middle path, but there we have it, this very important machlokas, and many others discuss this, the Orach Chaim, the Chidah, etc., discussing if there is a doubling, and accordingly, they are each getting equal shares of the learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doubling the pie, and accordingly, each gets the original amount of the learning, or indeed, does the person who is working and supporting the learner take away from the schar of the person who is learning? But either way, we have the Rav Moshe who's telling us, don't worry about this. The schar is tremendous, and we've seen many Mefarshim say that the critical thing for the person who is learning is not the schar, it's having great quality learning, and indeed, it's the person who supports him who enables that. Have a wonderful day.